Hey, welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Chris Lorton, I'm your host. And today with me, we just talked a few days ago.
Yeah.
Jeremiah Goltz. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes, you did, yeah.
Jeremiah, Executive Director of United to Revive, and you're a faith ministry, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
We just kind of a friend of a friend, and you're operating, where do you live?
Bunker Hill, Illinois.
Bunker Hill.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right. Okay, well, Jeremiah, a little history about yourself. Where'd you grow up at?
Well, I was born in Alton.
Okay.
And moved to kind of between Wood River and Edwardsville, kind of close to Kendall Hill, and lived there up until I was in fourth grade. And then my folks moved us up to Bunker Hill, and that's where I attended school, and that's where I graduated from.
Bunker Hill, mm-hmm. The home of the,
the Minutemen.
The Minutemen.
That's right.
Yes, yes. And you had a basketball coach. What was his
Coach
name?
Coach Jim Lofka, God rest his soul.
Yeah.
One of the greatest men I've ever met in my life.
Yep. Did you play for him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. When I coached, he was there for me to mentor me when I coached.
I've heard so many good things about Jim Lofka.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
It's all true.
Yep. And I used to coach basketball myself.
Yeah.
Coach high school basketball.
Yeah.
At Calhoun High School. And I coached Calhoun boys basketball. I coached girls for a couple years. 1 year at Litchfield, 1 year at Chester.
We beat you one time.
Oh, I'm sure you beat.
Only once, and it was one of my favorite games because we were not supposed to win that game, and it was awesome.
I love those games.
Yeah.
You can play so good on games that you're, like, I remember a coach telling us we were playing this team. We were playing Southwestern, and they were really good.
Mm.
We were very mediocre, right,
mm.
My senior year. And coach says, well, I know you're not going to beat these guys, you know, but just try to try to show up, be relaxed, have fun playing. We ended up, you know, beating them by 3 or 4 points.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that happens. You get relaxed.
Hey, it's why you play the game.
Yeah, for sure. So you graduate. When did you graduate from Bunker Hill?
2002.
Okay. And you're married.
Yes, sir.
You have children.
Yes, sir. Got my wife, Amanda, and my three kids, Piper, David, and Parker.
Piper,
mm-hmm.
David, and Parker.
Mm-hmm.
Nice names.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thank you.
So you graduate. Where'd you go to college?
SIUE.
What'd you study?
I got my degree in biology with a minor in chemistry.
Oh, so you're kind of smart. You're smart guys.
I don't know about that. You're going to hear on this. I'm just interested in the truth.
Yeah.
I want to know what it is. I've been on this path of discovery, and I thought that science would be a good place to begin.
Okay, true. So mm-hmm. you taught for a while and coached for a while.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
How many years?
9 years.
Nine years
at Bunker Hill. And I substitute taught for 2 years. So there's really, I mean, I would count that to about 11 years. And I coached first coaching job was at Collinsville High School. I love the Cahawks. I love that program. I mean, they always have a special place in my heart. And I was a part of the freshman team there. But Coach Lee, Darren Lee, a Hall of Fame basketball coach, amazing man also. Had the pleasure to be with him. And he brought me along and took care of me during those early days. And then I started at JV in Bunker Hill and then took the varsity job.
Cool. And so taught there for... Coached there for a number of years. How many years?
About, I see, a coach for, I think total was 7, and with the JV and all that, and then taught for 9.
So what'd you do after that? Got done there. What was your next, what happened?
Well, I guess we can get
Is that when you went into?
I guess we can get into this, yeah.
Yeah, what lightning bolt hit you?
My life has been a journey in the last 3 years. I had no idea this was going to happen, but I will tell you this. I'm in love with Jesus. I love him. I had an encounter with him when I was 17 years old that I'll never forget, and I'll always share.
Okay, let's hear it.
Because, whenever, I grew up in church, and grew up in a Methodist church. We went to, you know, church in Bunker Hill a little bit. And, you know, God was more of an idea in my mind. You know, I thought about him as being far away in the clouds. And so I'd pray to him. But one of my friend's mom, who was struggling with alcohol addiction forever, like all the time that I knew her, I mean, she'd wake up and have a beer at 10 a.m. in the morning. Mm-hmm. And one day, she comes home and her face is lit up. She's got this countenance about herself. She looked different.
Yeah.
And we're like, Mom, what's going on? You know, we call her Mom. And she says, I'm done with alcohol. No withdrawals, no nothing, completely set free. And at that, I was like, what do you mean?
And that was when you were 17.
When I was 17 years old.
Okay, so you experienced that.
Well, I wanted to know what was going on, so I went to church.
Okay.
I went to church with her because that's what happened. She went to this revival service at a little church in Bunker Hill, and I went there. I heard the message from the evangelist that was in town. He's from Jackson, Mississippi. Keep in mind, this is a true story. He didn't know me. He did not know me.
Yeah.
He's from Jackson, Mississippi, and he's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ about forgiveness of sins and how he loves me and how no matter what I've done, he shed his blood for me on the cross. And all I have to do is repent and ask him to come into my life. And that's what I did. And when that happened,
Right then,
when that happened, I mean, I'm just praying and I'm believing like a child. I mean, childlike faith, just Lord, if you're real, reveal yourself to me. And all of a sudden, it was like this wind. I'm telling you the truth, like a wind come into me.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I was in my heart. It was a spiritual experience where in that moment, I could see Jesus on the cross, literally taking my sins away. So I'm experiencing this. I can see it like a light of fire in my heart. And I could just feel this release, just release after release after release. And that moment, I knew that God is not far away. He has drawn near to us by his Spirit through his Son, Jesus Christ. And I never felt that time my life so much peace and joy and freedom ever.
Okay, I got to ask you a question, though. I mean, you couldn't have been that bad of a person at 17,
yeah,
right? I mean, you were probably a pretty good kid, weren't you?
Yeah, right. So I'm holding the Bible in my hands. And this Bible says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All of us are equal on this world. We have all sinned. So yeah, sexual morality. True. Having sex with my girlfriend,
yeah,
right? Doing things I shouldn't have been doing, running around drinking. You
yeah
know, your conscience convicts you of sin, right? This is God letting you know. And I felt guilty for these things. And I wanted free. You know, it's no different than an alcohol addiction. We're all slaves to some vice in this world, and I wanted to be free. And he did it.
All right. This happened, you weren't 17, but you still went ahead and went to college.
Yes, sir.
And continued on your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at some point in time, you taught, and at some point in time, you quit teaching and started evangelizing.
Yeah.
Right?
With United to Revive.
With United to Revive. You didn't start it. You joined with it.
No,
it was you started it.
Yeah. Co-founded it. Yeah.
Co-founded it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I can
tell me about that.
I can share. So like I said, I'm in love with him because, you know, I've spent a lot of time with him in prayer. He's just amazing. And so I can't shut up about Jesus. That's why I've already talked about him.
Yeah.
All right. That's how I am. And so even in my teaching, you know, I started the Fellowship of Christian Athletes at Bunker Hill High School. We didn't have one. And I found that to be more of a desire of my heart than even the teaching, because I would see students sitting with students that I led that then they would go. So students that I led would go lead other students for the truth. I'm interested in this truth. And they would lead them and help them and comfort them and pray for them. And you're seeing this thing grow at a school of only 200 students. Chris, I'm not lying. Like, we, you know, by the last year I was there, we had 70 students would be in my room every other Friday, eat a free meal, praying for one another, loving one another, and getting into the truth and learning about Jesus. And that became my passion, because we were bringing youth pastors in Bunker Hill around. We were all doing it as one, united in Bunker Hill.
Okay. And then at some point you quit your job.
I did.
Teaching job.
I did.
And you started this United to Revive.
Yes, sir.
And it's tent revivals, right?
Yes.
You travel around doing tent revivals.
Uh-huh.
And you also have a podcast show.
Yes.
That you do. And tell me about the views, because you just told me. I want what you just tell me. Tell the listeners.
Well,
you had 1.5 million.
Yeah, we just had a video that was posted last Saturday. Last time I checked, it was 1.5 million views. We posted one last night. It's well into the 100,000s. We went from 600 subscribers, which again, I'm very excited about. You know, the Bible says, don't neglect the days of small beginnings. But last time I checked, and it's growing by the thousands every day right now, we're at 55,000 subscribers on YouTube. And the name of the YouTube channel is Truth Be Told.
That's truth. Truth be told.
Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Jeremiah Goltz with me, the executive director of United to Revive. Now, you've been hitting this heavy, and you've had some revivals. Tell me about the first tent revival you went to.
Okay. So,
the kind of.
By the way, I didn't have this idea of tent revivals in my mind. I just knew I was supposed to leave my job. God told me to leave my job, and I just did it. And my wife was backing this.
Did she have a job?
Yes.
Okay. She was working.
She's working. Okay. And I just got to say this, like, there's confirmation when you're moving in God's will. He will confirm things for people through His word. And
I've experienced it.
Right.
I know what you're talking it's about. It's like, why did that happen?
Right.
You know,
you can look up.
You just go, okay. I guess I'm supposed to do this.
Yes.
Right, okay. Continue on.
And so I went to somebody that I consider a mentor in my life. And I told him that these other business, people, friends of mine that they weren't friends then, but they are now, said that they wanted to start a tent ministry, and they called me, and I don't even know how they got my number to this day.
Yeah.
So they call me. I knew I wanted to talk about Jesus and the truth. Here comes these people wanting to talk about tent stuff. I'm like, okay. So then I go have a meeting with a friend of mine. This is crazy. I'm sitting at Eagle's Nest in Bethalto, Illinois, and restaurant, and having breakfast, and I tell my friend, and I say, this is going to sound crazy, but, and I told him a story about these people calling me about starting a tent ministry. He literally looks at me in the eye and he says, Jeremiah, he goes, I have a 40x80 tent in my warehouse right now. Come get it. It's yours.
No kidding.
Just like that.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, brother. When that happened, I mean.
That was it.
I was like, oh, Lord, you're in this. This is you. Oh. And that's kind of what that was, like that confirmation that this is where we're supposed to go. This is what God called me out of teaching for. And it's exploded ever since. We had that first tent revival in Wood River, Illinois.
Okay.
And I've never done a tent revival. But I got to give a shout out, okay? Because this isn't me. I'm just one person in here. United to Revive is in the name. We have over 100 different people that have been a part of this movement, faithfully serving, praying, giving, helping to make this happen. I wouldn't be here without Gary Good, for example. I'm shout out to Gary Good, the one that connected us.
Yeah.
The people have been praying. We have so many wonderful servants a part of this from throughout this whole region. And so we had our first tent revival and, you know, packed the tent. Both nights, two nights, packed it. All kinds of people were there.
Packed it. How many people are you thinking?
200.
200 people?
Yeah.
First night
and second night, not having any idea what was going to happen. And I don't know if we baptized the first night or the second night. I know we did the second night for sure. But one after the other, after the other, after the other, after they heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, after they heard the truth preached, their hearts were moved, and they come to give their life to Him, and they surrender to Him. Not a church, not a ministry, not a man, not a brand, but to Jesus Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins. He's the Savior. And people are weeping. And it's like me when I was 17 years old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's revealing Himself, and then people started getting baptized. And I'm not the only one that baptized. If you're a pastor and you're part of this ministry, you have a heart for this, baptize people. You know, this isn't exclusive.
So give me, say you're going to baptize somebody. There's that many people that haven't been baptized?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
There's a lot of people that actually don't know who Jesus is. Like, it might surprise you, but most people don't even know what the gospel is, like what Jesus even means, what He means for us. It'll blow your mind.
Well, you know what? We've kind of went that direction as a group of people in the last years.
Well, there's an enemy too, my friend.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that he roars this earth like a lion seeking to devour, right? And he's a liar.
Yeah.
And so we got to acknowledge that there's a devil.
I think we're experiencing a return of Christian faith, don't you think?
Yes, sir.
Of people.
Brother, amen.
Yeah.
We have one young man that got, I don't have time to share his whole story, I guess, here, but he encountered Christ. He had ran away from the church, you know, at a young age. He would have said he was an atheist at this point, but got an invite by Gary Good.
Yeah.
Right? Comes to the tent. Here's the gospel. His girlfriend that was with got moved, but she left. She didn't want nothing to do with it. He got moved and he stayed and he was drawn in. He gave his life. And this young man in 2 short years is now ordained and preaching at a church in Granite City.
Wow.
His, I mean, we're talking like the way he thinks, the way he is, his joy is back. He's not the same person at all. Jesus.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's what he does.
So, you got some tent revivals coming up.
Yes, sir.
You got one coming up in Alton, United Revive in Alton, May 20th through the 23rd, which is coming up next week.
Coming up.
Yep, or this week, depending on what time this is aired. Yeah. And then one in Calhoun County.
That's right.
At Campsville, June 10th through the 14th.
Yes, sir.
And you have another one in August. August 12th through the 16th in Magoopin. You call it
Magoopin County.
United Revive Magoopin. Yep. And it's in Carlinville?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Carlinville. Yep. Wow, you got some stuff lined up.
Well, we've been to 10 different cities in the last 2 years. We've had 37 events. We've fed thousands of people. We've been on the streets. We've gotten people off the streets. We've helped the addicts become not addicted. We're talking like real change is happening and sweeping across this region. We have 27 churches that have partnered all the way from Root House, Illinois, down to Granite City that are partnering this movement, and it grows daily.
Wow. Tell me the story about Dan.
Okay, so we're calling him Dan.
Yeah,
we're called Dan.
The Dan story.
That's right, Machete Dan. So here's an awesome thing. So, you know, we want to love people. Jesus called us to love our neighbor, not just in word, but in deed and truth. And so we met at a Panera Bread Company, 30 of us each week this last 4 weeks, and we have all kinds of food. Some of us break off, we pray for the community and invite them. Others go to the homeless, go to those people on the streets, the outcasts. And well, anyway, the first time we went there, this man, we find out that, be aware of him, he stabbed people, he's facing charges, and they call him Machete Dan. But that didn't stop us. We go in there. We say, hey, brother, we'd like to give you some food. Is it okay? Okay,
where's he at?
Oh, there's a homeless camp in Alton. Okay, I don't want to say where it's at, but it's in the woods.
Okay.
In the woods, my friend.
Like, where a bunch of homeless people are.
Yes, in different pockets, and they're hidden out there.
In little tents or something?
That's right. That's right. And
Barbaric.
Yeah, but the Lord sent us out there because he loves them. And so we go out there, we offer food, and he's telling us about his life and what he's done. He's messed it up and he wants to be free, but he's got this anger. And so they prayed for him there, okay? But that was the beginning, okay? We had Monday night prayer in Alton. I don't have time to talk about that. But again, it's amazing what's happening in this prayer movement. We pray every week for the last 2.5 years, prayer meetings, powerful stuff. Mm-hmm. We're praying for Dan. Then we go out that same week to go see him again with food. He is not the same person as what he was the week before. Again, his face was changed. He looked different. He had joy on him. He welcomed us with a hug.
Yeah.
And right away, he turned over all his weapons to us. He goes, I'm done with this. I'm not going to do this no more. I made a decision. I'm following Jesus. I've been thinking about this all week.
And he was the one they called
Machete Dan.
Machete Dan.
So he gave us over his weapon. And
was known for hurting people.
And he's repenting. If you want to be free, one of the keys is turning away from the sin that has ravaged you, that God has convicted you on, stabbing people, right? And get rid of it. Cut it out of your life. And that's exactly what he did by giving a physical demonstration of handing over these weapons. I'm no longer fighting. I'm surrendering to Christ. This man, I'm just going to tell you, I just got a phone call, is getting a shower on Saturday, getting brand new clothes. We're going to get him a haircut. And then he's joining us for church on Sunday, where I've been asked to preach at Beltline Christian here in Alton. And he's coming, and so isn't some of the other homeless people that's been with us on the street.
So do they still live out in the woods?
Right now they do.
Okay.
But we're united to revive it. We're kind of going where God leads us. First Jesus, the cross, the gospel, but we want to connect resources in this region together because we're going on the streets and meeting them. We want to help them. We want to help them spiritually and physically.
Okay, I want you to give your pitch, okay, for people that are listening and watching. Give me your pitch why they need to come and check you out. I mean, what they're going to experience, because some people might feel, oh, I don't know if I want to do that.
Right.
I'm nervous. I don't want to be around a bunch of holy rollers, and that makes me uncomfortable. Tell me about it. What's your pitch?
Three words: come and see. You want to see freedom. You want to experience freedom and joy. We're not chasing again. Like I said, this is not about denomination. This isn't about a style of worship. This isn't about anything but Him. When you come to the tent, you will experience, and this isn't me. I'm telling you, I could bring 100 people in here and say the same thing. They'll tell you because they've been. You come out of that tent and you will be welcome. You will feel loved. You will feel free to be who you are. You will sing, you will dance, you'll worship, and you will experience out of that tent maybe something you've never had in your entire life. We'll give you free food. We feed every person. Can I mention DeCaro's, Applebee's, DeCaro's in Alton, Applebee's in Alton, McDonald's, the Bold Family, okay, yes. Sponsoring this. We're talking free. We had to pay for some of this. We actually do have to pay for some of this. Not McDonald's. They're giving away for free. DeCaro's and Applebee's, though, they're giving us deep discounts so that we can give it away for free. Taco Bell's giving us 100 ice creams. Duke Bakery's giving us all kinds of stuff. We're giving it away for free. Come eat.
Nice.
Hear the music. You're going to hear testimonies, powerful stories of people's life that has been changed by this encounter with Jesus. And come love your neighbor with us.
Well, hey, United to Revive in Alton, May 20th through the 23rd. Calhoun, June 10th through the 14th. Magoopin County in Carlinville, August 12th through the 16th. You'll be there.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Will you be leading this?
You and kind of, I mean, you'll see you it. There's a bunch of us. Yeah, it's not about me. It's about the Christ, and He's calling all the Christians to raise up and use their gifting for what He called us for, to help us bring His kingdom and love our neighbor. We got a Facebook page. You can go to United to Revive Ministries on Facebook, and we got a website, UnitedToRevive.org.
Okay, how about your YouTube channel?
That is Truth Be Told. Truth, but the letter B. Don't spell B out. Don't go B-E. Just Truth, the letter B, Told on YouTube. Check it out. Like, subscribe, follow it. We'd love to have you along this journey with us.
Hey, Jeremiah, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Chris.
Nice meeting you.
Nice
Take
to meet
care.
You, too. How long was that? That went by fast.
About 23 minutes.
That went by fast. Hopefully we hit the record button, huh?
Oh, we got it recorded. I'm looking for my little cursor.
Oh, he took it out.
Oh.
For the camera. There you go.
Okay, no wonder I couldn't. I'm like, where is that thing?